Gentlemen, that completes our agenda. Let's refer back to our one public hearing.
Do you want another motion?
Oh, I'm sorry, did you want two motions?
Motioning that, urging that.
No, that was part of it.
That was it.
Yeah, it was that it be sent and also recommending council support.
Good.
It was all in the one. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Just before we move on, just one thing too. Because Lawrence and Shane put a bunch of work in this and I didn't email it, I'm going to hand you copies of the zoning changes, conditional uses,
okay,
and subdivisions
great.
That were done since 2008.
Was that attached to or just your report?
It's an exhibit A, so it should be attached to.
That's okay. Attached to.
Right. Got them on the time.
I'm on the wrong side.
You haven't been there in a while, huh?
Ground that meter there. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Okay, gentlemen, referring back to our public hearing, which was subdivision number 2012-3, Deer Harbor Homes, LLC.
I'm on the wrong side of the podium, gentlemen, but on this one, Mr. Abbott said it could be preliminary and final, and typically on these, unless there's a real concern about it, in the past when they've been basically strip lots, we haven't necessarily put conditions on them, so.
Prove it as submitted.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary and a final site approval of subdivision 2012-3 for Harbor Homes LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being one, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of three lots on 7.98 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Noting that no conditions are necessary because all the roads have direct access to Cool Spring roads and there's therefore no need for homeowners association stormwater management of this proposed subdivision.
Second.
Yeah. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2012-3. Harbor Homes LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.